I was converted in the middle of 2002. And 4 years later, there is a crisis of no one to send in Australia, as I told you before. And the only reason, as I was reading this text, the only reason I was sent by a mission board that barely knew me and without any formal training, the only reason I was sent was because I was recommended, not by myself, I was recommended by the oversight of my local church in the midst of the need to send someone. They were able to recommend me. With caveats, no doubt. I wasn't in that discussion. He's not trained. He's young. He's only been saved 4 years, whatever. I'm sure all of that was discussed, but they had no one else. But if I had not committed to the local church, and by expression of commitment and example of commitment in the local church, I would never have had the opportunity. Never. I couldn't have been considered. If I was a drifter, if I was the kind of person that takes church on my own terms, I could not have been considered. And one of the best life experiences and ministry experiences in my life would have passed me by. And I couldn't help but think of that. Silas had been someone who lived church like the average 21st century person today. Paul could not have taken him. He couldn't have considered him for the job. He has to find someone who evidently, explicitly is committed. And brethren can say, we can recommend them.